This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
I'm Mark Boulanger. Labor unions in Ukraine are wholeheartedly supporting their government in the war against Russian aggression. But at the same time, the government is trying to weaken labor legislation in the country. I spoke to Eric Lee about the unions in Ukraine. Eric is the founding editor of Labor Start, the labor movement's news and campaigning service. I reached him while he was in Kyiv meeting with various labor and civic society organizations. I asked him why he was in Ukraine.
I've come to Ukraine to find out what's going on here, to talk to trade unionists, to workers, to learn what their needs are, and to find out how we can help them.
Who have you met?
I've had endless meetings. I forgot who most of them were, but I met with the leaders of the two trade union confederations, the FPU and the KVPU, and some of their staff. I met with the head of the teachers union, one of the largest unions. I met with people from the railway workers, aviation workers, left-wing groups, and LGBTQI activists, and people from the Solidarity Center.
Who is setting up all of these meetings for you?
A lot of them were people that I knew through the Ukraine Solidarity Campaign in Britain, which has been very successful. And the Solidarity Center, which is run by the AFL-CIO, has really good connections. They've been helpful. They give me meeting rooms also, and they arrange my travel.
So the people that you have been meeting, what are they telling you?
Yeah, they tell me lots of things. I'm going to have to write quite a bit about this. But basically, they're quite tough, the Ukrainians. You know, they're not going to be pushed around, and the unions are part of the Ukrainian nation. They're absolutely 100% on the side of their country in this war and doing everything they can. They're standing firm. That's what they're telling me.
What's been the impact of the war on Ukraine's workers and their unions that they've been telling you about?
The impact has been, of course, terrible, catastrophic. In some sectors of the economy, like aviation, are completely shut down. Other sectors have been massive cuts to what they can do. I've heard things like the teachers, their salaries have been dropping, plummeting to like 200 euros a month, which is, even in a cheap country, is way too low. They're really suffering. And of course, they have very large numbers of members of the unions have been drafted or volunteered for the army. In some cases, the 20% of union members have gone off to the front. These are staggeringly high numbers. So the impact has been a massive blow to the working people and to the unions.
So tell me about the unions. What role have they been playing in the war?
Seeing this in practice, this is an extraordinary thing. You walk into the headquarters of the KVPU, which is the second largest federation, and the first thing you see are all the rolls of film to cover windows and the bandages and all the medical equipment. And Solidarity Center was a whole room full of this stuff. They're collecting aid, and they're sending cars and trucks out to the front lines and giving them out to the villages that are being under bombardment, and giving aid to the members of the army. There's a lot of kind of popular support for the army, and people are bringing them stuff and helping take care of them. So direct, practical intervention is what I'm seeing a lot of.
Now, I have to ask you this question. Before the war started, which is more than a year ago now, there were stories about unions not being treated very well by the government in Ukraine. Has that changed, or has it just been set aside because of the combat?
It hasn't been entirely set aside. In fact, a year ago, last summer, had the war been going on for 6 months, the government decided this was a good time to introduce labor legislation that would weaken the unions. And the unions asked me and Labor Start to launch a big international campaign, which we did, calling on the government to back down. The government backed out a bit, but they remain committed to this kind of labor law reform that'll weaken the unions. So I asked the unions, like, what do you think of your government? And one of them said to me today, it was the best answer I heard. He said, we have the same enemy.
Well, that would be an answer, wouldn't it?
It would be an answer. So I guess when you have the Russian army at your throats, the labor legislation kind of paled in significance.
So tell us, what do they need from the international labor movement?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, they need solidarity, right? They need a sense that people understand what's going on here and are on their side. So the decision about Britain's trade union congress this week, I don't know if you're going to report on that in Radio Labor, but they made a historic decision expressing full support for the people of Ukraine against the Russian aggression, and that's fantastic. They love it when trade union leaders come over here for visits. I'm not the first trade unionist to come. I'm not the last. The head of the ITUC and head of the ETUC are coming next month. So that kind of support, coming and visiting, sending them stuff, and of course sending them aid. You know, the American Federation of Teachers gave them a whole bunch of generators for schools, the stuff they really, really need. You know, they can't rely on power and stuff like that. So they want practical support and they want messages of solidarity. They want to know that they're not alone.
Last April, Labor Start, the labor movement's news and campaigning service, your organization that you are the founding editor of, Labor Start held a conference in Tbilisi, Georgia in April. You suggested that the next conference might take place in Kyiv. Is that possible? Is that going to happen?
Yeah, yes, it is going to happen. I think they're all kind of enthusiastic about it. People tell me they can't wait for this to happen. I did qualify that by saying that would happen when the war ends. We won't do it while Kyiv is under threat of rocket attack. But they do want to do it very much. I think it's very important for people to meet Ukrainian unions. So even if the next Labor Start conference is somewhere else, and we're talking about possibly holding it in Latin America next year, we want the Ukrainians to come in strength. And I would hope that if not next year, the year after, we'd have the conference here in Kyiv. Kyiv is a fantastic city. It's a very good labor movement. They're standing up under incredible odds, incredible difficulty. They're really heroes.